www.thebeatmedia.com. Seven after the hour as the Good Day program continues on the weekend. Doug Steffen at the Columbus, Ohio event of the year for many people who come to Columbus to involve themselves in the Arnold Sports Festival. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see the link to the Arnold Sports Festival. A lot of men, a lot of women, all kinds of activities here. You name it, they're doing it. The only thing you can't engage in is a game of football or a basketball or baseball. There's hockey here, gymnastics, Ken, all kinds of things, strength sports. It's really an amazing adventure here. I've never been before.
A lot of healthy-looking people, I bet.
Yeah, well, and some who aren't too healthy-looking, frankly. Some of the stuff that goes beyond the beyond. I think some of these people, some of these men and women who go to the extents that they do to get their bodies in the shape that they are, do harm to their bodies, frankly. There's always a discussion here about steroids versus non-steroids. They have a weightlifting championship for women and men who are not on steroids and one for women and men who are. It's a recognition of the realities of things. But this is one of the most popular sports events in the country. Every year, Columbus comes more alive than it is, with almost a couple hundred thousand people in town for this event, 18,000 participants, 40-some-odd different events. It's really kind of a big deal and a neat thing. So we'll find as people wander by. I'm just observing, and we talk about some of the things that I observe here. The whole business about steroids, there is a discussion, I think, that goes on here about that. It's becoming less and less. There are different things you can do and different things being promoted that you can do to get the results, but they aren't as dangerous. And I think that's what people kind of have to look at one way or the other. At any rate, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Let's get to, who is this? Sandra, who has a question. She's a Floridian on the air now. Sandra, with Dr. Ken, please go ahead.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. My husband is a heart patient, and he's on Coumadin.
Uh-huh.
And he was told that he would have to take Coumadin the rest of his life.
Yes.
He's had two open-heart surgeries. He has a stainless steel aortic valve. He has rings around two other valves, a pacemaker, and a stent. We were wondering, with his new Coumadin replacement, would he be a candidate for that?
Well, he sounds like the $6 million man with all those new parts. And bless his heart, and it sounds like he's doing okay. Because he has a mechanical heart valve, the exit door of the heart, the aortic valve.
Yes.
It's not what we call a tissue valve. It doesn't come from a pig or a cow.
Right.
It's mechanical. So these last. They last for a long, long time. They usually don't ever need to be replaced, unlike the valves that come from the animals. So that's the advantage. They're just their integrity. They last forever. You don't have to go back in and replace them. But the downside is, there's always a yin and yang in medicine, is that they do have the potential to form clots on them. So for lifelong, you need some industrial strength blood thinner, something stronger than aspirin, even stronger than Plavix, so you don't form a clot and then you don't have a stroke as that clot gets compressed and transferred off into the brain. And the blood thinner here is Coumadin, the generic warfarin. And yes, you are right, Sandra, you've probably been listening to us. There's this new blood thinner called Pradaxa, which is replacing Coumadin. But the issue is the FDA, bless the FDA, has only approved it for people who have atrial fibrillation, that arrhythmia, that abnormal heart rhythm from the top of the heart where it beats like a bag of worms, not for valve replacement surgery. And I bet your doctor's not going to give you the Pradaxa. Doctors call this using a drug off-label, where the FDA has not given us an appropriate indication to use it. So I think that you're not going to get Coumadin. The advantage to this drug, for those of you who haven't heard about it, is Coumadin, as I'm sure Sandra's husband knows, he has to get his blood checked at least every 4 weeks, often a lot sooner, because the dose has to be adjusted based on the thickness or thinness of the blood, and it varies depending on your diet, how much vitamin K you're taking in, changes in your other drugs or supplements, and it goes up and down throughout your life often. And with this Pradaxa, the advantage is, you go on one dose, you stay on one dose, there's no blood draws every few weeks. And unfortunately, not yet has the Pradaxa been approved for the valve. Stay tuned. Maybe it will be. I know there are studies going on, but the FDA hasn't approved it. I doubt you're going to get a doctor who will prescribe it.
Well, our cardiologist said no. But listening to your program, we were just so enthused about a new drug coming out because my husband does go every 2 weeks.
Sandra, unfortunately, you know, doctors today feel like they have bullseyes on their back, and the doctors are just risk averse. They, you know, they don't want to get involved in any legal issues. You sound like a very nice woman, but, you know, you just never know when you have a catastrophe occur, and people then look into, why did that doctor prescribe it? The FDA didn't approve it. And then everybody gets angry. You get somebody in the family who a daughter who's angry at the world, angry at the doctor, and then, they're suing the doctor. So doctors want to take care of patients, not end up in court. So that's why they don't do this.
There's this whole business about evidence-based. That's what Ken and I talk about with regularity, and I've cornered him a couple of times in terms of why it is that you want to be so reliant on evidence-based medicine, and it's for that very reason. Not that there aren't other things that probably Ken in his own research has figured out would work, but if there isn't a study that backs it up that you can hang your hat on, then if people sue you, then you're out to lunch. So
Absolutely. You're
gonzo.
Absolutely.
And that's really the problem with medicine today in this country. We are really, really, there are so many things. This is not about, guys that don't think America is the best. In many ways, America is the best, but in many ways, America is stupid about the way that it handles things. And this is one of the examples. Our healthcare system is awful. And don't let anybody tell you, listen to some of these politicians say, it's the best in the world. Baloney. It's not the best in the world. We may have the best technology in the world. We may have tools, but their application is as proven by this very conversation.
But proves my point. Her husband wouldn't get Pradaxa from anywhere else in the world. Right?
I'm not suggesting in this particular instance. I'm just saying it brings out things that are askew when it comes to how things are treated, the whole business about having to have evidence, the FDA chasing around the vitamins and supplement people when people are actually choosing, they spend more money, you spend more money in this country for supplements and alternative medicine than you do for straightforward so-called conventional medicine.
Well,
so you're telling us something with that.
There definitely are problems, but where's it better?
Well, I don't know. That's not the point. The point is it could be a lot better here. It's not whether it's better someplace else. You and I mean, for heaven's sakes, how much time do you on the air and off the air and I talk about how the system is just ridiculous? It's rife with things that if you had any common sense, you'd fix, but you can't because somebody's going to sue you or because the government says this, that, or the other thing. The government is in the back pocket of all of the drug manufacturers and the big doctor organizations. The same thing. The contributions that are made by these organizations, the axe grinding that takes place, the political decisions that are made, votes that are taken because of the influence and corruption of money, it's out of this world. It's crazy. We are crazy.
Right. I didn't mean to say we don't have a ton of problems because I agree with all those problems. It was just the one statement you made about it's not the best here, and I was just wondering where you thought it
was.
Well,
I think that you can get better health care. For certain things, I think you have to go on a case-by-case basis. You can get better treatment for some things, even if it isn't life, it's a lifestyle sort of a thing. You know how I am about raw milk because I sell it on my farm, and I'm so resentful of the government trying to tell people that they can't have a choice. You make your own educated decision about whether you want to drink it or not. But in Europe, I mean, if we're so smart here, then the Europeans must be pretty stupid. Because on every street corner, in every major city, in Germany, in France, in Italy, in Spain, you can find dispensers that sell you bottles of raw milk. Out of a dispenser, like you get Dr. Pepper here, you get bottles of raw milk over there. So what are we doing here? What's the story? I'm off my tooth now.
Right.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Cronhaus taking your calls with your questions. One of the questions we get every single week There is always somebody who has a prostate problem. They're depressed because they're now going through something that they wish they hadn't. They wish they had listened. They wish they had taken the time to get their checkup. They haven't done what they need to do. 50-year-old men who have these problems, and it's downhill if you don't really take good care. And that's why it's so appropriate for you to get a prostate checkup. Don't wait till it's an emergency. And before the fact, right now, start by feeding your prostate with a product that has been advertised and been very popular for years and years and years, the Beta Prostate. The ingredients in this Beta Prostate, all natural. Ken, will you help us understand why you don't need a prescription for something that's this good?
These are the kind of products that I love because they're natural. They've been shown in studies to be safe and effective. This is pure beta-cytosterol. It's been published in the medical journal Lancet to be effective for an enlarged prostate. Men over 40, every one of you need to listen up. Women, you have a guy over 40, please listen up. If you want to make sure that he's going to have normal urine flow and sexual function, you need to feed that prostate. The best way to do it is with the Super Beta Prostate.
That's it. And the Super Beta Prostate bottle, you get started with it. It's free, free, free. The first bottle is free, 800-607-7078. What's wrong with that? Pretty easy, pretty simple, right? Pay a small shipping and handling charge, that's it. One free bottle per family is allowed right now. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate by calling 800-607-7078. Get the checkups. Have your head adjusted. So, I mean, you do. You need a head adjustment sometimes to make sure that you are looking at this stuff the right way. You can't avoid it. You can't fake it. And why put yourself in that position? Super Beta Prostate. Ken says take it, use it, and have the help that you really need. Feed it. 800-607-7078 for your free bottle right now.
Tomorrow on A&E, gangsters, hustlers, thieves, and they're the good guys. From the producers of Prison Break comes the new A&E drama series, Breakout Kings.
There's nothing more dangerous than a convict on the run. We decided to use fugitives to help catch a fugitive.
It takes a con to catch a con.
I hate you cops.
We ain't cops.
Breakout Kings.
I see him you put together.
Premieres tomorrow night at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Your pet's health. I'm Wendy Gatlin. 80% of dogs in the U.S. suffer from oral disease by age 3. It's the number one health condition found in our pets. And if left untreated, it may contribute to more serious health issues like heart, kidney, and liver diseases. Leading veterinary dentist Dr. Jan Bellows says simple things can be done to prevent oral disease.
First, see a veterinarian at least once a year for oral exams and necessary treatment. Second, take action to clean your pet's teeth every day. Toothbrushing is the gold standard, but if your pet won't allow brushing, you can feed dental treats with a Veterinary Oral Health Council seal of acceptance, like Greenies Canine Dental Chews.
Many treats claim to clean teeth, but most have no clinical proof they work.
Treats with a VOHC seal are proven to meet strict efficacy standards set by veterinary dentists.
I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health. For more information and helpful tips, visit the Greenies Facebook page or greenies.com.
Dr. Ken, that's how to reach us live right now. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DRKEN. Evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Your spouse, your friends, your kids, yourself. Answer questions from head to toe. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Anything about your health or wellness.
We'll continue with your calls and the news of the week, medically speaking, on Good Day Weekend with Ken. 21 after the hour now.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Steal your heart and set it free. Tear down the walls that would surround you. I may hold you close to me, but these ties will never bind.
To be the fire. 888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Join us every weekend at this time for lots of lively discussion, debate, information, help, whatever it is that may be bothering you medically. This is the guy you want to talk to. He's the guy I talk to if that has any variable influence on you one way or another. Maybe people come to you because I tell them to do it, or because I use you, or they could run screaming from the building. Who knows? 888-553-7536. Here's Martin in Utica, New York, next on the air with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning. Today's the Heart Runner Walk. The thing for the area here, they're having a huge Heart Runner Walk. It's a big
in Utica, they have a heart. What kind of a walk?
Heart Runner Walk.
Heart Runner Walk. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all set up now, and there's thousands of people out there running and walking, and it's a real big donation. They make $3 million for the Heart Runner Walk. It's a big deal.
Cool.
But, anyway, I wanted to talk to you about that the milk that you are promoting the raw milk.
Raw milk, yes.
I have a friend that's he's 89 years old, and asked me the other day. He says, "How kind of shape are your teeth in?" He says, "Got all his natural teeth."
Yeah.
I says, "All your natural teeth?" He says, "Yeah." When I was a youngster, my parents gave me raw milk, and he was born in Texas, and he says that's all they said. All he gave me was raw milk, and I have all my teeth. He showed me his teeth, and he says they never had a cavity in his life.
You know, the raw milk debate is a specious one. The reason, and I ought not to get as upset as I do sometimes about it, but it's so obvious, as you have just told that story. Let me just spend a minute, Ken, with your permission. We talk about this and the health benefits of raw milk, like a lot of other things. Raw vegetables are better for you. Most things, if you eat them, are better raw than they are cooked. Now, having said that, the pasteurization process cooks the milk. And the old pasteurization process worked pretty well, because it didn't do what the modern pasteurization process does. The modern pasteurization process kills everything. It's a microwave process that re-alters the value. Microwaving, if you didn't know this, isn't really good for you because it changes, the microwave process changes the molecular structure of whatever is being cooked. So in the face of the milk, they use a laser treatment. They get the milk up to about 174 degrees, at least, maybe a little warmer, and they leave it on. This treatment lasts only a short time, but it blasts molecularly the milk. So, yeah, it takes all the bad things that might be in it out, but it also takes the flavor. It takes the medicinal, the nutritional value of it out, so that basically you're drinking white water. Now, having said that, the other thing that is important to know here, at least as far as today is concerned, not in the past with, you know, where there was a need for pasteurization, actually, because farmers didn't know, and some of the farms were dirty, the cows were dirty, and the stuff that was getting into the milk, the manure from the cows and all that kind of stuff, they weren't careful. Now, people who had strong immune system weren't bothered by it. If you didn't have one, you'd be subject to listeria and things that are created by having a high somatic cell count, that sort of thing. But the milk today, the raw milk dairy farmer is producing a product that comes from the cow and is carefully, I'm not going to give you the description of what happens at my farm, but anybody who's responsibly selling raw milk is doing the same thing. So, by the way, for the same reasons that Ken was talking about before, why he protects himself with his evidence-based medicine. If you don't protect yourself by producing a good product, you're going to get your butt sued. So we have a product that's available that is four times better than what you would get in a raw milk that was sent to a place to be pasteurized. There are two kinds of pasteurizing. There's two kinds of raw milk. Pasteurized raw milk that would go to a plant to be pasteurized, so there isn't as much control, the milk isn't as clean, and that which is sold as raw milk, produced to be sold as raw milk, much cleaner, much better. The focus is much more on the quality of the product. So if you're drinking this, the natural ingredient, all you have to do is take a bottle of raw milk and the nutritional label, go to the store and compare that to what you would get in the other bottle. The nutritional elements, the ingredients, are clear on the raw milk bottle, and they're clear on the pasteurized milk bottle. And when you see the difference, you will be astounded at how much more there is in the raw milk. And, that's the story. I can go on and on, but that's the essence of it. So if you can find raw milk, much healthier for you, for your family, and I'm glad you asked the question, sir. Good luck. 888-553-7536. Ken, let me say one more thing about one of our horses that we beat to death here. Yesterday morning, I'm at the Arnold Sports Festival. About this time, a couple of young children came by, and they were involved in the fencing, 9, 10 years old. And the mother and I were talking. She said the son has really worked hard. He had autism, and he loved this sport. His brother wished he could do it, but he had autism as well. And so I started asking her questions. And do you know, without me prompting her, she said it was so sad. She was very upset because she'd given her children shots, and within 2 to 3 weeks of them having their shots in one case and 2 to 3 months of them having their shots in the other case, they both developed autism. Now, you tell me that there isn't some relationship. We go on and on about this. Never mind what the evidence says. That's evidence to me, anyway. Half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the weekend.
33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. From the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio, where there are a lot of people waiting in line already to get into this thing. It doesn't open until 9 o'clock. It's just amazing how many people come, how enthusiastic they are. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see the link to the Arnold Sports Festival, and you can kind of see what's going on. It is a three-day. Actually, it started on Thursday night, so you can make an argument that it's a four-day deal. But very interesting things. The reality is that there are a lot of people who are very interested in all these. They're interested in Arnold, Ken, for sure, and they're interested also in the events that take place as participants. A lot of young children wandering through here will participate in the gymnastics competition later on today. Just for all ages, it is much more of a thing than I ever thought it was in terms of what goes on here and how large it is and the people that it attracts from all over the world. Really, yesterday about this time, there were some people walking in front of me. Michael may remember this. And I motioned to one of them to come over and sit down and talk to me. So, and you'll hear the people that are all lining up here in front of me to get in. Because we're right at the main entrance to the facility. So anyway, I had this guy sit down and I said, hello. And he said, da. We tried. He was Russian. Couldn't understand a damn thing that I said. It was actually pretty funny. I got him to say, I'd say something to him, and he'd repeat it to me.
It was excellent.
It was pretty funny. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, I went off on my tweet about raw milk, and Martin didn't get the answer. He wanted at least to talk about that, and I know, and it's one of my hot buttons, so I apologize, Martin, for not actually getting to your real question. What would you like to ask Dr. Ken?
Lesson, if you want your questions answered, don't mention raw milk.
Or don't ask Doug.
I know. I understand it now.
Not
anyway,
right, sir.
I got a tangent too with the 101 walks. So anyway, what I'm concerned about is my foot. It's been numb for about 3 or 4 days now, and it's like the three toes on my left foot are numb. I asked my doctor about it yesterday or a couple of days ago. I called him a couple of days ago, and he didn't answer my phone call. I called him up yesterday, and he did answer it, and he says it's probably due to my back's been bothering me, and he's attributed to that.
Sure, Mark. Let's talk about numbness in the extremities. Certainly a spinal cord injury, a back injury, can affect the nerves, and that definitely can be a cause of this. Are you a diabetic? A peripheral neuropathy can do this?
No, I'm not.
I would make sure you're not diabetic. Get your hemoglobin A1C and fasting glucose checked. Make sure you don't have B12 deficiency. That also can do it. Do you take too much of adult beverages? Too much alcohol can cause something like this?
I have also had my cholesterol tested yesterday at the Heron Walk. To 400.
Martin, you need to be checked by a neurologist. You know, you want to make sure you haven't, I don't want to scare you, but you want to make sure you haven't had any permanent damage to the brain. You want to make sure that there's probably a neuropathy here, most likely due to your back. And, you know, that's where, after you see a neurologist, they make the diagnosis. Combination of a good chiropractor, a good orthopedic surgeon can get you to the right treatment. Often just physical therapy is the best treatment for something like this. You first need a diagnosis, Martin. Get to see a neurologist as soon as possible.
All right, sir, there we go. We're happy to have helped you, and I'm happy to have been off on my toot about raw milk. 888-553-7536. Isn't it great that we all have passions? That's what it's about.
Passions keep you living longer.
Ken has passions about things, and most of them have to do with helping you out medically, which you can certainly make yourself available to him, and he's available to you at 888-553-7536. A study this week linking pain relievers to erectile dysfunction. The risk is higher among men who regularly use, what is it, aspirin, ibuprofen, Tylenol? What is it that we're talking about here, Ken?
All of the above, and don't hit the panic button until you hear the whole story. This is out of the Journal of Urology this week. There's a link between impotence and pain medications. This remains, even after you exclude AIDS and several other diseases as possible explanations. As Doug was mentioning, regular users of drugs like aspirin, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, ibuprofen, and Celebrex, they were 38% more likely to have erectile dysfunction than men who did not take these so-called, and it's a mouthful, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory painkillers. These were people who took them for a long, long period of time, and these were people who took more than just the baby or the half aspirin a day for prevention. So this is excessive long use of these medications. Again, this is the risk and benefit, the yin and yang of medicine. What's the risk of taking it versus the risk of not taking it? And that's where you need to talk to a good, compassionate doctor to help you make that decision.
All right, so the indications would be counterintuitive if you were taking Advil or Aleve or Alka-Seltzer or any kind of aspirin, Excedrin, Buferin, Celebrex, Motrin. I'm looking through some of these things. They're here.
Right.
You take that, and then you take Viagra, and you're really shooting yourself in the foot. It's not much, or what is it? What's the other?
Cialis or
Levitra.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
not a good
and this
idea.
Is not. So don't be concerned. You know, you went to the meeting where Doug is, and you worked out a little bit too much, and then you need to take one of these for a few days or a week. That's not where you're going to end up having erectile dysfunction. These are people who are chronically taking significant doses, long periods of continuous time. That's what this study is addressing.
And doesn't steroidal use affect that as well? Don't you? Isn't there a connection between using steroids and having
erectile? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 888-553-7536. Looks like Jim is in L.A. listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Jim. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Los Angeles.
Hi. I'm calling about a procedure, surgical procedure. It's relatively new, called radioablastomy.
Let me help you out, Jim. You're on the cutting edge. It's a mouthful. You know, they send us to school for 20 years so we can talk a language that no one else can talk, us doctors. Radio frequency ablation of inoperable lung tumors. That's a mouthful. That's what you're talking about. This is cutting edge stuff. What you need to make sure is, unfortunately, I guess you've already been diagnosed. You have a tissue diagnosis. They did a biopsy. You have lung cancer.
Yeah, non-hepatic tumors,
okay,
non-resectable.
So it hasn't spread to your liver. That non-hepatic means the liver.
Yes.
Okay, it hasn't spread to the liver, but they've decided that they can't operate and remove it?
Yes.
Have you had more than one surgeon at different health centers tell you that?
Yes.
How many doctors told you that?
Well, I've had two oncologists tell me that. I've had a history of...
But wait a second, Jim. You want two lung surgeons, thoracic surgeons tell you that?
Yes.
The oncologist...
No, I've been diagnosed. I've had a long history of non-small cell adenocarcinoma.
Okay. Jim, give me a second. So you've had two... You've seen some surgeons, and they've told you it's not resectable?
Yes.
Okay. Then... This is a procedure for people who clearly have the diagnosis and you can't guess. You have to have a tissue biopsy diagnosis of lung cancer. And then I would make sure you have a medical end, the oncologist, and a surgical end, the thoracic surgeon tell you that it's inoperable. And this is an option for people like yourself. A few caveats. Make sure that you have somebody. You're not the first one in line, okay? You don't want them practicing on you for this. And you want to make sure that the doctor has done a number of these, and you want to ask them what their success rate is. You maybe even talk to a few of their patients.
Well, this is going through the UCLA medical...
All right, well, that sounds encouraging. I'm sure that they're at the cutting edge of this then. What are your other options? Are they basically telling you this is it?
Yeah, I've already had a lobectomy, and I've also had a resection on another lobe.
Okay.
So the tumors are very slow growth.
Okay.
And
ask them their experience with embolism, clots. You know, we talked about this.
Yes.
A tennis player, strokes, heart attacks, collapsing the lung, bleeding, and infection. That's what you want to ask them about. What is their experience with those complications? Those are the type of complications you don't want to have that are possible when you undergo radiofrequency ablation for inoperable lung tumors.
Yes. Okay.
Good luck to you, sir.
Jim, take care. Best of luck.
That's too bad. 888-553-7536. I noticed that the DEA has banned the chemicals that were used to smoke. They mimic marijuana, stuff that wasn't Miley Cyrus smoking something that was called Spice, if that's what I remember, K2, whatever it is. And now they look at it and say, maybe because of the incidents with her, that this is just as bad as marijuana.
Yes,
and
the FDA, an emergency banning of these chemicals for 1 year for more research to be done that mimic the same high as pot.
Right. 888-553-7536. Speaking of what you can do to help you out, this is what we're really all about. So the products and services that we offer here really are things that Ken has checked out, and they are aimed at helping you out. One of these products is Digestive Advantage. The fact that this product is around and available, so helpful. It is wonderful for those of you who have problems that you don't want to talk about. You got gas, don't like having gas. You're bloated, you're uncomfortable. The pain is unnecessary. If you're taking Digestive Advantage, you will not have pain, you will not have a problem, and you'll be enhancing what's going on in your stomach and in your whole system. You're in need of absorbing the food that you take in. You need to have a good probiotic, which is also part of the ingredient here, Kenya.
We all know somebody who has digestive symptoms. The doctors can't find an anatomic reason for it. You want to stay away from drugs, prescription drugs. This is a natural way to alleviate all of these symptoms with the probiotics, the healthy bacteria. It zooms up your immune system, and it also makes your digestive system work better. But they add also special enzymes, which additionally help to make your digestive system work better. These have been proven safe and effective in studies throughout the country.
It's a great, great product, and you can get it. It's actually much less expensive than the comparable products that don't work as well. So why wouldn't you do this? It's like a no-brainer. Hello. You go to the box stores, the drug stores, they all have digestive sections in them. You'll see Pepto-Bismol and all kinds of other things that are meant at sort of covering up or masking what the problem is, and it maybe makes you feel better. It doesn't fix the problem. Digestive Advantage fixes the problem. You take it every day, $10 a month, I think, or something like that. Ridiculous. It's very cheap and very, very, very helpful. Digestive Advantage is what you're looking for.
Tomorrow on A&E, gangsters, hustlers, thieves, and they're the good guys.
Go, go! From the producers of Prison Break comes the new A&E drama series, Breakout Kings.
There's nothing more dangerous than a convict on the run. We decided to use fugitives to help catch a fugitive.
It takes a con to catch a con.
I hate you cops.
We ain't cops.
Breakout Kings.
Nice team you put together.
Premieres tomorrow night at 10, 9 central, only on A&E.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
46 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of information here as usual with Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. I'm in Central Ohio at the Arnold Sports Festival yesterday. Amazing. Arnold gets everybody's attention, I'll tell you that. Walking through here, people were crying and throwing. It's really pretty funny, actually. The guy's is an icon, to be sure. Speaking of all of the things going on here, we were focused on sports and young people. A 16-year-old died after making a game-winning basketball shot. Was it earlier this week, Ken? When did that happen?
This happened, I believe, on Thursday.
Thursday, okay. So what happened? What's the story? The kid like this, 16 years old, playing basketball,
16-year-old
makes a shot and he drops
final,
dead.
Yeah, makes the final shot, wins 57-55, drops dead. What is break.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah.
And they did an autopsy. The diagnosis was dilated cardiomyopathy. What that means is a very enlarged, weak heart muscle. Usually when people have these dilated cardiomyopathies, we really don't know what causes them. My best guess in a 16-year-old with a dilated cardiomyopathy, I don't want to scare everybody, but this is a virus. Unfortunately, they occur. Usually when these viruses occur and affect the heart will weaken and then it'll come back. But sometimes they just don't recuperate. They get large and larger and very weak to the point where they're not pumping. I bet that's what happened here.
Well, you know, one of the things that is that happens, we hear these stories all the time about these kids, football players and others that are very active, and they've never had their hearts checked, really. Why would you check a 16-year-old's heart? And yet, here's the example. Before you have your children go into any of these sports that are this active, I think you ought to have
if your kid
physical.
In Italy plays a sport, they will definitely have an electrocardiogram. And we don't in America, I don't know why, but if my kid's going to play a sport, they're going to get an electrocardiogram. And then you can argue about whether they should have an ultrasound also. But I'm sure if this child had an electrocardiogram, it would have been picked up.
Abby, listening to KUGN in Oregon. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Abby.
I emailed you last Saturday.
Yes.
About my 83-year-old mother being diagnosed with aortic valve stenosis. And
I read them all. I get so many of them. I'd be full-time answering them if I had to. I'm sorry if I didn't answer, but I promise you, anything you read me, and I try to answer some of them.
Yeah, well, I think I got an automatic response that said to call back this week.
Okay.
So, anyway, I was wondering if you could shed a little light on this. She was they said it was mild last year. And now this year it's moderate.
Abby, give me a second because the clock's up against my back. The exit door of the heart, the aortic valve, is clogging up. This is commonly occurs as you get older or earlier if you're born with an abnormal, what we call a bicuspid valve with two leaflets instead of three, which we normally have. The symptoms you get are chest pain, shortness of breath, or passing out. When you start getting symptomatic, as this exit door gets clogged up, it needs to be replaced. And my father was 88 and his got clogged up. up. He decided he didn't want surgery. There's no medicine to unclog this. Unfortunately, there's no Drano, and it becomes a very difficult situation because most of these present late in life, and it's a wear and tear issue.
All right. There we go. Another number of calls as we have time, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
An NBO position at this point is to be on the phone waiting for Dr. Ken to answer your question. 888-553-7536 on the background noise provided by all the people waiting in line to get into the Arnold Sports Festival here at the Columbus Auditorium. It's really kind of an interesting thing to watch all these people. They're listening to us talk as they can, but more people are talking about what's going on here. They're all waiting for Arnold. They push and they pull. And it's pretty interesting to watch all this. Six before the hour. Let's get to who would be John is in Lancaster, Ohio. John, how are you doing? When I say Ohio, no, I meant California. John, okay. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi, John.
Good morning to you guys.
Hey. Hi.
Good to hear you. Listen, my problem is if I eat anything, like if I eat a piece of toast and have a drink of a cup of coffee or something, in about 10 minutes,
yes,
maybe less, I have the most phenomenal gas in my chest and my back. It is debilitating.
Okay, John, let's talk a little bit about belching after you eat, okay? Because I get the whole picture. This is unfortunately such a common problem. Let me make some suggestions that you can do about your lifestyle first, okay?
Okay.
You want to first eat and drink slowly, okay? Uh-huh. And you'd be amazed how quickly most of us eat. You have to consciously think about chewing your food and go and downshifting, you know, down into first gear when you're eating and drinking, okay?
Uh-huh.
You want to avoid carbonated drinks and beer because they release carbon dioxide gas. Are you taking anything with carbonation?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Very seldom.
Are you a gum chewer or a candy sucker?
No.
Okay. Are you a smoker?
Nope.
Okay, good. All these things cause it. Do you wear dentures?
Pardon?
Do you wear dentures?
No.
Because that loose-fitting ones allow you to just swallow too much air. And are you on anything for heartburn? Are you taking any medicines for heartburn?
No, I'm not. I take isotonics once in a while.
Well, that is for heartburn.
That's it, everything. Yeah.
Yes. What about when you eat? Are you swallowing air?
Yeah, it's you know, this just started. I'm talking in the last year. And, man, I just don't know. It hurts so bad until, you know, I belch. I start belching.
You think Digestive Advantage would help, Ken?
Well, I would definitely try some Digestive Advantage initially.
Okay.
There's a gas formula.
Okay.
But if that doesn't help and I wouldn't wait very long, I would want to go and see your doctor, and they may need to put the scope down there and take a look, make sure there's no ulcer, make sure nothing, you know, rule out all the bad culprits that could do this.
Yeah,
stay away from the foods we love, the baked beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. These are all the foods that increase the gas.
Acidic. Oh. You know those acidics. All right?
Put me on Vino.
Apples, right. Peaches, pears, they'll also do it. Lettuce. These are the foods that can actually, not necessarily, we think usually of gas from the bottom, but these also cause a lot of gas up front from the top.
And I'll tell you, in terms of experience, I have often and through my life, most of my life actually, had gas, oral and anal gas. And I was told once that it is because I talk while I'm eating. Or I eat too fast, I swallow air, and so you learn those things and think about it. All right, sir, let me get one more call in here for Dr. Ken. Jan listens in Bloomington, Illinois. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have, my heart just doesn't beat faster, but it thumps. It goes to thud like I've been running after I eat, mostly in the afternoon and the evening. I've seen my doctor, she did an EKG and scheduled me for an echocardiogram and a stress test, but not till the end of the month. It kind of hurts, and it's real obvious.
Jan, are you a diabetic, hypertension, high cholesterol, or smoker?
No, none of those.
Are you obese?
Slightly.
Okay, so you don't really have much risk factors for heart problems. Are you taking a lot of caffeine?
No.
Have you had your thyroid checked?
Yes, and that's when I was at the doctor, and she did the EKG. I have 3 cysts in my right thyroid lobe and 2 in my lip gland under my right chin.
So you have a thyroid history.
He put me on a thyroid medication, but this is going on before that.
Okay, well, I would definitely get your level checked currently and make sure that your thyroid, your T4 is normal and T3. You want to get a free T4 and a free T3 level, because if that's excessive, that could be causing this. I would get the heart checked out. It doesn't sound like it's very high. You want if they don't find anything with those tests, you want what's called an event recorder so they can monitor your heart rhythm and rate to see what it's doing to make sure there's an issue there, okay?
Good luck to you, ma'am, and everybody else. Thank you for your participation. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at drstefan.com. 59.